In Northwest News from KPLU, Seattle Public Schools leaders are preparing a bid for the vacant Federal Reserve Bank building. It would be the site of the public school downtown advocates have long sought. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes has more ahead of the school board's vote on the bid this week.
2 months ago, the federal government would have turned over the former bank building to Seattle Public Schools for free, sort of. They also would have imposed strict deadlines for completing costly renovations. The building needs to become a school, and the district doesn't have $53 million just lying around. Downtown Seattle Association President John Scholes says the district wouldn't have to go into debt this time around.
They have a little more flexibility to assemble the funds and rehab the building. They were under a really tight timeline under the terms of that the federal government was proposing for the property transfer.
In the past, district officials have discussed folding the renovation costs into a property tax request that voters would have to approve. Scholes says downtown neighborhoods need both a primary school and a high school to serve both current residents and future growth. The auction on the Federal Reserve building is set to close on January 28th. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.